This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1652. Is your English up to snuff?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. In today's episode, you'll learn native and natural ways to talk about standards. What happens if you and a group member don't have the same standards? Find out what to do in English today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing well, doing great. Excited to be here for our listeners today. How about you?
Yeah, I'm good. I guess it's almost pumpkin spice time.
Ooh, are you into the famous pumpkin spice latte?
You know, I'm not.
No.
Are you?
No, my gosh. I think that for me, lattes were like a gateway drug into coffee, but no, there's just too much sugar in those sweet drinks for me. I don't put any sugar in my coffee whatsoever.
Oh, wow. I mean, I do a little bit of creamer, but I usually do like a low sugar one or something. So
yeah.
No, what do you do? Do milk?
No, I drink my coffee black.
Well, aren't you cool?
I know, it is kind of cool, isn't it?
You know, no. when I first started drinking coffee, I used to drink it black, actually. I thought like, yeah, I'm so
interesting. I'm so, you went backwards.
I went backwards.
Most people go the other way.
I went backwards. I'm sorry to say, but yeah, I don't know. When I have to drink my coffee black now, if I run out of something, it is kind of like, oh no. But that's okay. But I am not a pumpkin spice person. But
no,
guys,
no.
Yeah, this is coming up for October soon.
Absolutely. So, but there are other things that I love about October. The fall, things start to cool down, sweaters. The fashion is usually fun. I'm not a fashion person, but you know, usually you can wear fun, I don't know, scarves or things like that.
Well, it's always exciting to like see your old clothes and be like, oh, I forgot I had this. So like,
yeah.
It's in the beginning, it's kind of exciting to do the wardrobe change and
yes,
good times. But
yes,
that's not what we're talking about today.
What are we talking about today?
Recently, I heard someone use the expression "up to snuff." This was on TV. And I wanted to talk about it because I wrote it down immediately and I was like, yes, this is a good one.
Yeah, this is a great one. I'm glad you're bringing this onto the show today, Michelle, for our listeners, because it's going to up their level, right?
Yes. I mean, Lindsay, do you use up to snuff or would you use it?
Yeah, I would. I would for sure. I think it's fun. It's creative. It shows we're talking about standards here, right,
yeah,
Michelle?
Yeah.
Standards. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. I mean, what does it mean?
It basically means good enough.
Right.
Yeah. When something is hitting some kind of bar in your mind,
yeah,
right, that we think is good enough.
Right. Exactly. Guys, so we're going to get you to a place where you feel up to snuff with your English today with that expression. But before we do that, guys, we have an exciting course to tell you about.
Yeah, guys, we've been working all summer on creating something brand new for you guys, for our listeners who are using English in your career. And specifically, you feel like you need to improve your grammar. So this is basically business English grammar. But we make it fun. We make it engaging. We use natural native English clips, right? Interviews with native speakers. So good. So get on the list because that list is going to know first when this course is ready for you. So Michelle, where should they go to get on the list?
Go to allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar, and that's biz, B-I-Z.
Exactly. So guys, something really, really cool is coming soon. So just be ready for that. It's going to help you guys so much. You know, Michelle, it's so disheartening when we go at work to write a very important email and we realize we made a grammar mistake in that email and that's just broken a kind of a relationship, or it's undermined our success at work, right?
Yeah. Do you ever read, like, do you ever send an email and then realize you made a mistake?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And we all do. And that's okay. But we want to help our listeners just get better at that kind of thing.
Exactly. So guys, this is going to be great. Okay. Yes. Awesome. So up to snuff. Let's do a couple examples.
All right, here we go. After practicing for months, her guitar skills were up to snuff so she could go on any audition. Audition. Yeah.
Audition, good. Yeah.
All right, awesome. What else?
All right, I wish I could help you, but my cooking skills aren't really up to snuff quite yet.
Yeah, I like that, up to snuff. So sometimes we use this to talk about our own skills. It's probably the most of the time, right? That we critique our own abilities. Here's another. Her boss told her that her research wasn't up to snuff, so she had to go back and fix it.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I mean, so with that at last example, it sounds like businessy. I mean, Lindsay, what do you think? Do you think this could be used in business?
Definitely. This is broad. It's useful. Again, it comes back to standards. Is the thing at the standard that you believe it should be or that someone else believes it should be?
Right. So guys, this could be used in the business world and your personal life. Lots of different places when you're talking about standards. I mean, what is this expression convey, Lindsay? I mean, when you hear this, what do you think?
Well, I guess it's pretty casual. It's not formal. It's just a creative way to say that, you know, it doesn't meet, because what would be another way? Like, doesn't meet the standards, it isn't good enough. And we're going to talk about those now, right? But it's just kind of a fun, I'm not sure what snuff means, to be honest. I don't really know what that means.
I don't know either. That's a good question. But yeah, I mean, Lindsay, let's have a short discussion. Lindsay, what are you not up to snuff with? Like, what skills do you have that you feel are not up to snuff?
You know what's not up to snuff? And I will admit it openly, my music knowledge, my music cultural knowledge, it's bad. It's bad. I get teased. I mean, we had a trivia night on video with our team, and someone asked a very easy question about, they played a Beatles song, and I'd identify the, you know, who's the singer. It was the beat. I just didn't know. So this kind of thing gets a little embarrassing at times. Anything, what about you? Anything that's not up to snuff?
Anything. So many things. I mean, I guess I would say like my athletic skills. Not good. I mean, I keep fit. I try. As you know, I'm still working out. Telling you.
Oh, you are. I was going to ask you that because you check in with our audience here.
I've been working out pretty consistently since maybe end of January.
So you're on kind of a streak then. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I had 1 week off for vacation and things like that, and some weeks are slower than others, but I'm still at it. I just wanted to tell you.
I think our listeners will be happy to know that.
Good. Guys, I'm trying to stay healthy. Anyway, but if you were to play a game of like basketball or any sort of, or tennis, Lindsay, you wouldn't want me on your team.
Okay. Fair enough.
You would not want me on your team. And if it, like, I would, you know, be the last one to be picked. Like that's, I'm not good. I don't have good, great hand-eye coordination.
We all have our skills. You're a musician.
Yeah, I like music.
So it's okay. And then also you do some acting and some performing. We all have our You've got a great radio voice.
Thank you.
You have things you can do. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll survive. But I mean, Lindsay, what about in business skills? What in business skills do you think it's important that people stay up to snuff with?
Yeah. I mean, I don't often use the term stay up to snuff. Stay That's the one snuff. Thing, right? But to show what this means for our listeners, right? Just to show what it means. I mean, I guess when it comes to business, it's marketing is the never ending skill that we're always trying to learn new marketing skills, right? That's what business often ends up being is marketing. So it's all about marketing, Michelle.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Lindsay, let's do some other ways to say this. What's another one?
Something exciting is coming soon, and it's going to change your confidence levels in the office when it comes to using correct English grammar. We're building a course on business grammar for your career. Get in the early invite list because there's going to be live classes as well and so much more. Go to allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar to get on the list. That's allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Up to par. Now, how is this one different?
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could say, do you think this paragraph is up to par or should I edit it again?
Yeah, I wonder if this is related to golf. Like, you know how we say par four, it's a par five, or par for the course. Ooh, idioms. We'll do that one another day, guys. Because I don't know what that means, actually. I know. So something's not up to par. It's not good enough. It means the same thing. Another one could be
just good enough.
Simply just saying good enough, right?
Yeah, we kind of mentioned this, but it's able, you can use this, right?
Mm-hmm. So for example, I think the dance is definitely good enough for the competition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a straightforward way. And then we mentioned standards.
Right. So to meet the standard, something meets the standard. So this is a pretty formal way. Like, I feel like this would be on like a review or something like, I'm sorry, but that doesn't meet the standard. You can apply next year.
Uh-huh. Very nice. Yeah. That one would be if you're a judge, you know, judging the Olympics or something. I don't know. The Olympic trials or some other competition. That's what a judge would say in a formal way to a competitor.
Right. Exactly. So, guys, those are some other ways to say it. And also, I take a look. I think we did an episode where we talked about like adequate and satisfactory. So put some of those words into the search bar and see if you can find our episodes about that, because that's kind of relevant to this as well.
Yeah. And search on the app. Remember, guys, if you're using the iOS or the Android app, we do have a search bar at the very top. You can search all the episodes, all the vocab. So use that, right? We don't talk about that as much anymore, but that's a great way to find vocabulary words. So make sure you go to allearsenglish.com/app.
All right. Awesome. Should we do a little role play?
Okay, Michelle. So here we are, coworkers. Mm-hmm. And it looks like we're going over a presentation maybe the night before, right?
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
I'm nervous. Okay, so I think this should be up to snuff now.
I mean, I guess it's good enough, but I think we could practice once more.
Really? I mean, it definitely meets the standard.
Yeah, but we want to be better than just up to par, you know? We want to wow them.
Okay, good point. Let's practice again.
Okay.
All right. So have you ever been, we'll go through the words in a minute, but Michelle, I want to ask, have you ever been in the situation where maybe you're in a group, maybe graduate school or at work somewhere where you felt like the person, your group member had different standards than you and it was kind of awkward?
I can't think of anything specifically academically off the top of my head, but I know there have been, you know, I mean, like I've been in a lot of shows and you know, plays and music bands and things like that. And yeah, like it's sometimes, you know, you want to rehearse one more time or something like that. And that can be kind of you know, tricky.
Right. You're the only one that wants to rehearse again. And everyone else is like, let's just go, you know, go out, have dinner or something.
But I can't think like specifically of something, but sounds like a familiar situation. What about you?
Probably. Yeah. Because I think you and I both have pretty high standards in terms of quality of work. Yeah. So, yeah, I think I've been in that situation, too. Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Awkward. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go through these for our listeners, guys. You should be writing this down. If you're using the app, by the way, you could probably tap on these as keywords to save. Right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
All right. Here we go. So you said, I think this should be up to snuff now.
Yeah. Okay. This should be up to snuff. It's, and then I said, I guess it's good enough. Mm-hmm. Right. So you're kind of saying it's actually not good enough in a way.
True. True. Yeah. It's, in a it's like good enough. It's like just meeting the standard.
Right. Yeah. And then what did I say?
Then you said it definitely meets the standard. So you're saying, you know, it gets to that point. Like, that should get us by. We'll be fine.
Right. Right. I'm the slacker here.
Yeah. Lindsay.
I'm the slacker. You're the perfectionist. We need to find a common ground. And then you said, yeah, but we want to be better than just up to par. We want to wow them.
That's right. Yeah, so to wow someone.
I heard a long silence on the other end and I was like,
wow someone is like, you know, to impress them. Another way to say to impress them.
Yeah, so good, so good. Maybe we could do another episode on, you know, this idea of like to wow or to X, Y, Z to someone, right? It's a structure that we use, native speakers use for sure.
Yeah, I'm typing it now. Okay, so I don't forget.
Yeah. All right. So this is good. I mean, Michelle, what is the takeaway for our listeners today?
Guys, this is about standards, right? Meeting the standards, being able to talk about your skill level or evaluate something. These are all useful expressions. So, I mean, is it okay to just be, you know, up to snuff? Or do you want to be the best? Do you want to meet the standards? Do you want to go higher? You know, lots of things to discuss here. But yeah, try these out today.
I love it. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out. Good topic today. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.